what and where to dine and drink in the Coachella Valley. Introducing you to eateries from family diners to fancy five-star restaurants and the home of the most interesting adult beverages. This is Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Delish Dish, where we keep you informed on all the hottest things that are going on in the culinary scene in the Coachella Valley and some of the hottest events that include food and wine. And today is no exception. We've got a wide array of different events that we're going to promote, as well as two establishments in Palm Springs that are kind of setting the world on fire. They're kind of carving their own niche, as it were. And our first guest is a kind of a reoccurring guest. We've had him as a co-host of the show. Dennis Costa is here from Boucher, and he's got a lot to tell us about what's happening. You've just had some recent events. Tell us about, you know, what's been going on, and then we'll talk about what's next. How are you, Dennis?
Hey, Jeff. Good. Thank you for having us on Delish Dish again. I'm here in the new PS Air Bar space. We are getting so close to opening, it just makes my head hurt.
I'm sure. You know, permits and all that take a while, so I know you guys have been working on it. But give the listeners, if it's the first time tuning into us and they haven't heard you on the show before, kind of give us a synopsis of what you guys do there, you know, because you've got your business model kind of reaches out to several different areas.
Well, yeah, it certainly does. We wear many hats here at Boucher. So Boucher is the parent of PS Air Bar. So you have to come through Boucher to get into the speakeasy PS Air Bar. Boucher is a high-end liquor store and boutique wine shop. We primarily focus on organic, sustainability, biodynamic wines and boutique small-batch wineries. And also, we have a bistro. We serve wonderful salads. All of our meats for our sandwiches are natural, nitrate-free, so that you're not going to be having indigestion because of the preservatives that they put in foods in most places. So you can be guaranteed that you're not going to have indigestion when you come to Boucher.
Well, and you guys have a great grab-and-go section in your refrigerated cases as well.
Yeah, we do. If you wanted to do a charcuterie, we can do a charcuterie for you here at Boucher. You can get it to go. If you're going to have a large charcuterie need, just give us a call and we can set that up for you. And you can come and pick that up. We do have some grab-and-go items in our coolers. Lots of little bites with salami, cheese, prosciutto and cheese, lots of cheeses and other delights that we have here at Boucher.
And one of the areas that you've expanded in the front of the store is all of your unique gift items that are great for any time of year. You know, even if you're just going over to somebody's house for a dinner party, you should always bring some type of little gift.
Yeah, you know, some people take a bottle of liquor or a bottle of champagne or a bottle of wine, great wine. We also have the variation of taking a nice candle. We have a variety of different candles and giftware items, service items for a hostess or a dinner party. Just a nice array of beautiful giftware.
And you have a very unique addition to your store. Tell us about the new piano that you have.
Well, recently we sold our house. Yeah, recently we sold our house and we are downsizing to a condo, and there was no space for the piano, so we decided that we were going to just bring it to Boucher. So it is a nice addition. It's a baby grand black piano, and it's right out in front, and we've had several guests and friends come over and play the piano while people are enjoying their salads and their sandwiches here. And it's just kind of a fun thing to have. We have several mixers and private events that are coming in to the Boucher and PS Air space. And we will be having piano music for that as well.
We're talking with Dennis Costa. He is the owner of Boucher, which is at the Sun Center in Palm Springs. Give us, for the first time, give us your address and phone number.
We are at 611 South Palm Canyon, Suite 52. And
we're having a little technical difficulties with Mr. Boucher, Mr. Dennis from Boucher. We'll get him back
on
the.
Cut out?
You cut out there for a second. Hi, Dennis.
Oh.
Are you back
now?
No, it's cutting out. Are you moving? Hello.
Well, we'll come back to Dennis in a minute. Have you been over there, John? It's really an amazing location.
I haven't yet, but I know somebody who works at the bar. So,
oh, there you go.
I saw some pictures of it before they opened it, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
I'll tell you, you know, Sun Center in South Palm Springs, it's right, you know, at that location, they've got the Bikram Yoga Center, they've got Revivals, Running Wild. They now have a Supercuts, Bones and Scones is there. So it's one of the most diverse centers in Palm Springs where you can go and do all your shopping in one location. And it really has become a hub, too, for, you know, health and wellness in that they've got the Greens restaurant there. They do Pilates. And, of course, not only does the Bikram Yoga exist, but they also do a variety of different exercise classes and what have you. So, you know, it's just one of those destinations where you can just go and park and just enjoy all the different stores that they have. So, do we have him back on the line? Dennis, are you there?
Jeff?
Hello.
Yes, Jeff, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you now.
We apparently had a bad connection.
Okay.
Well, you know what I always say, Jeff? I always say I heart technology only when it works.
That is very true. John and I can attest to that.
So where we kind of lost you there, Dennis, was when you were just giving us the address for Boucher.
Okay. We're at 611 South Palm Canyon Drive, Suite 22 in the Sun Center. That, for those of you that are in town, know the Revivals here in Palm Springs. We're in that shopping center. And
who doesn't like to go shopping at a thrift store, right?
Right, exactly. Well, it's one of the most popular stores in town, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 760-327-7701. And we have our website is boucher.com.
So I would imagine, you know, the Sun Center has now become a really amazing shopping hub where there's so many things that you can just park your car and, you know, you've got the French patisserie on one end, you know, you've got the
which is phenomenal, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, just it's really become a hub for health and wellness. Do you guys focus?
Yeah, because we've got.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jeff, because we've also got the Palm Greens Cafe, which is all organic foods and cuisine, and it's incredible. So we get a lot of traffic through here now. It's become kind of like a little sneaky destination place.
So you were touching on how, you know, you've been developing this space, this PSR. Tell us about what your concept is and what you would like to see as far as, you know, where you're going with it and what kind of business you would like to draw in there.
Well, we are, you know, open. We're a diverse company that likes to celebrate diversity. So that's first and foremost. So we don't have an identified type of customer. I think everybody's going to be welcome at PSR. And the thing is that we want people to come in and have an experience where they're interacting with other people. So there's going to be interaction, including videos and news clips and newsreels and movies and all that sort of thing on the projection screen and the TV that we have. And we want people to come in and have a good time. And we're going to try and make flying fun again.
Does that include the Mile High Club?
That certainly is one of the drinks on the menu. Yes, it is, Jeff.
Well, you know, that is just like synonymous with, you know, air travel. You always laugh about that, you know.
Well, and you say that that's one of the drinks on the menu there. So maybe talk about that, some of the signature drinks that you have there that people might not experience or think about asking at another bar.
Right, anywhere else.
Sure, John. We're developing some of those drinks now, the recipes. Names like, well, obviously the aviation, paper plane. We're all going to do the black box. We're going to do Sky Hag. We're going to do the cockpit. We're going to do some
air
of the,
mattress.
You know, fun. Yeah, Sky Hag. Yeah, air mattress. That sort of thing, you know. Warm nuts. We're just going to have some fun with it. So
the hot pilot
of those particular. So yeah, cockpit.
I'll tell you a quick story about air travel. We just recently flew up to San Francisco, and this flight attendant, he was the funniest guy that I've ever seen in my life. He went through the plane and he talked to absolutely everybody on that plane, asked them where they were from, where they were going, what they did for a living. And we, you know, all of us on the plane, we were just sort of laughing. But you know what? It was so great because for once, I really felt that the crew was engaged with the people on the plane. You know, and I think
that's so important, right?
I think because it was in the daytime, I think people were warm to it. I think if it was at night, people want to be left alone. But, you know, I think that's an important part. And I know that's what you're going to do with PS Air. You're going to have a great flight crew that's really going to engage in a big way with the audience. And literally, when you walk into that room, you feel like you're in a fuselage. It is fantastic.
It's kind of a really unique experience. It's something we've been talking about for 10, 15 years now. So it's really come to fruition, and I can hardly wait to have people coming to PS Air, and we're going to, again, make flying fun.
So is there any officials out there that we need to talk to get things moving along? Just everybody well, out there, put all your energy towards PS Air so they can get it going and making sure that it's operational.
I think at this point, Jeff, the main thing that's holding us back is just we've got some deadlines that we fell behind in construction, and just waiting for bar tops and to put all the equipment together and get it plumbed.
No, you got the wrong answer there, Dennis, you got the wrong answer. You're supposed to say it's Boeing's fault. It's a 737 MAX.
That's it. It was just taken out of service for a brief period of time.
There was a recall. There was a recall, and we had to submit to it.
Yeah, but, you know, this is one of those spaces that's it's a sensory for all the senses. I mean, you have video, you have lighting, you're going to have interaction, the food, the drinks. I mean, it's going to be spectacular. And it'll be available for both groups and for individuals, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be open daily from 4 until 10 o'clock at night. Friday and Saturday, we'll stay open until midnight. And if we're busy, we stay open longer.
So, Dennis, give us your address, your phone number, and your website again.
Okay. We are at 611 South Palm Canyon Drive, Suite 22. The phone number is 760-327-7701.
And the website is boucher.com. Of course, in the Sun Center on South Palm Canyon in Palm Springs. Thank you, Dennis, for being on the show today.
Thank you, Mr. Jeff, and thank you, Mr. John.
Have a great afternoon, and we will see you soon. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
If you're curious about the best culinary experiences in the desert, we're about to feed your ears and taste buds. This is Delish Dish on iHub Radio. Now, here's Jeff Hawker.
Welcome back. We are very grateful that Dennis was able to join us from Boucher. I know they're really busy during this time of year. And we've got another gentleman on the phone who is the producer of Rancho Mirage Wine and Food Festival, David Fruschetti. And he's also going to give us kind of a recap of his Pinot Noir Festival that he just had recently. How you doing today, David?
Hi, Jeff. Good to talk to you. Doing great.
So you just had a very successful Pinot Noir Festival. Give us a recap of how it went, you know, some of the wineries that you had involved with that, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Rancho Mirage Wine and Food Festival.
Absolutely. You know, Jeff, over the years of producing top-tier wine and food festivals over the last 8 years, I've been asked by a lot of wineries to produce a Pinot-only event. So, you know, I said it would depend on the partner, and I partnered with the Ritz-Carlton, and they did a fantastic job. And, oh, I'll tell you, we were hoping for our very first year, first time ever, if we could get 300 people, it would be great. We had close to 700. It was a complete sellout. We had people from L.A., Orange County, San Diego, right here, tons of people right here in the Valley. And this was geared for true Pinot lovers. And what I did is I visited the far reaches of the California wine regions up in Sonoma, Mendocino, Santa Barbara. And I invited every single one. They met with me. They got to know me. I got to know them. And we invited only top-tier Pinot producers. These are the producers that, you know, everyone says, oh, I make a Pinot or I make this. That's basically what they make, these wineries. They are cult-status Pinot producers, and it was just an absolutely amazing event. We're already rescheduling it for next year. Unfortunately, because we outgrew the Ritz-Carlton, we'll be at a different venue next year that we are in negotiations with Fix right now, so I can't let the cat out of the bag, but we're looking for next year, same time, Martin Luther King weekend. It'll be right here in the Valley, and we're going to be expanding to the L.A. and Orange County and Chicago market, believe it or not. So we're going to definitely roll with that, and now we're switching gears, and we're producing our third annual Rancho Mirage Wine and Food Festival, and the attendees the past 2 years have gone crazy for it. They realize how different our event is from others in the Valley. We're not the typical drunk fest. We're not a loud, obnoxious type of event. It's just for serious wine lovers, and we're a wine and food event. Wine comes first, food comes second.
Are you guys back at the Whitewater Park in Rancho Mirage?
Yes, we are, right behind the, for those who don't know, it's behind the white or the Pink Elephant Car Wash right over there. It's a beautiful facility that Rancho Mirage, you know, spent millions on, that gorgeous amphitheater. And on Friday evening, next Friday, the 28th, we have our rare and reserve tasting. And that is a really special event. It's limited to only 300 guests. It's a very intimate tasting where we have invited 22 amazing wineries. And what they'll be pouring are truly their rare and reserve wines. These are not the wines that they'll be pouring on Saturday afternoon. This is a very, very special event that they're pulling out the best of the best, the creme de la creme of what these wineries produce.
Well, can you give us a sneak peek of some of those wineries?
Oh, my gosh. Greg La Follette from Alchemista. Greg is up in Sonoma County. Greg is known as the godfather of wine in Sonoma County. I can't even think of a winery up north that hasn't consulted with Greg, or Greg hasn't helped them in some shape or form. He's a wonderful gentleman. His wines are in such demand. And I just got off the phone with him about 10 minutes ago, and he said, I'm so excited. I'm going to bring some really special wines down. We've got some wineries from Lodi. We've got wineries from Sonoma. And as well as Napa that will be pouring. And then on Saturday, the grand tasting takes place. That's inside the park. Now, the Friday evening takes place inside the amphitheater, very small and intimate. The grand tasting, that takes place inside the park itself. We have 44 wineries coming, 15 restaurants, and I'm telling you, it's going to be just an amazing event. We're very, very fortunate. This has become so popular so fast, and now in our third year, we're very, very fortunate to partner with the City of Rancho Mirage on this, and the restaurants all bring their A-game because they're all competing for Chef of the Fest. They want that bragging right. Last year's winner was Chef Peter Smith from the Innovation Kitchen over at the JW Desert Springs Marriott. The year before that, it was Chef Bruno and Chef Jorge from the Ritz-Carlton. So both of those teams will be in attendance, and they'll be bringing their A game to win that coveted award of Chef of the Fest again. And we've got just an assortment of restaurants. We've got Aqua California, Drink, Blue Ember from Beyond, the Flemings and Mastros. It's a lot of fun.
That sounds wonderful. So, David, give us the website for the Rancho Mirage Wine and Food Festival.
Rancho Mirage Wine and Food Fest.com. All the tickets are online.
Okay.
That's the way to do it.
All right. Thank you. I know you're out on the golf course today with your son, so have a good time.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you at the Rancho Mirage Wine and Food Festival. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio. And make sure you visit www.ihubradio.com to look at all of our programming throughout the week.
Don't you hate that moment when you're like, where should we go to eat? And you realize you're probably just going to settle for the same old, because, well, it's just easy. Ready to experience a taste of the Coachella Valley? Okay, you're in the right place. It's Delish Dish with Jeff Hocker on iHub Radio.
Thanks again to Dave Fraschetti, the Rancho Mirage Wine and Food Festival coming up. I always like to give a shout out to some of the generous restaurants here in the Coachella Valley that are always a part of so many different events. I recently was at the Eisenhower Memory Care Unit benefit, and let me tell you, Saban, their food was so delicious, and Daily Grill was there doing all different kinds of ceviche and great food. And then I'll tell you, John, this was a big surprise. This was not an event that I worked on or produced, but Red Lobster was there.
Hmm.
And let me tell you, their food was phenomenal.
Well,
they had lobster claws.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have one of my pieces of kryptonite that they serve there too.
Do they? What is it?
Cheddar biscuits.
Oh.
And
yes.
I'm not supposed to eat any breads and stuff, and it is so hard to just not touch the basket when
Can you just peel the cheese off the top?
No, it's not like that. It's all baked into it, and it's like great fresh biscuits, but they've got cheese in them, and they're delicious. But I actually have had, amazingly, some of the best salmon, and I am a fish lover.
Yeah.
Some of the best salmon I've ever eaten has been
really
Red Lobster.
Good for you.
Yeah.
It's got that really great oil that your body needs.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I wanted to bring up with you is I'm kind of disappointed that as close as we are to the coast, 100 miles is not that far.
It's not.
That it is surprising to me that we don't have more really great seafood places out here, and especially since I know a lot of people come from the Pacific Northwest and southwestern Canada to be here, especially this time of year, and that's such a major staple in the diet in that region of the world because, you know, fish is a big part of the industry up there. And, the few places that I do like, I think that Pacifica does a great job with fish. And it's a really nice experience, but unless you're going to kind of go and take advantage, and they're one of those places that has a sunset menu, a prefix menu, where you can get a great deal on three courses. It's like 20 or 22 bucks
right,
or something like that. It can get pretty pricey at a lot of places.
Well,
there's also
the fish market downtown. You do early bird or you do happy hour.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good way to get the benefit of the delicious food without paying full price.
Well, and I think that the same is true for a place that is very, very popular in Palm Springs, which is Trio, which I think has one of the best deals for a prefix meal that you can get basically from about 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock in that that same type of deal before they get into their busy dinner hour.
And you know who does that also is 849 Restaurant. They have a thing called $849, and you get eight different choices. And let me tell you, it's things like Cobb salad and fried chicken and stuff like that. And you get good portions for $9. You know, so I think if you really like look around and you know, check out websites of some of these restaurants, you can find great bar menus.
Another place that I didn't get to until just this past November, and I had been in there one previous time for a board meeting for CVEP that we did a breakfast thing there. But the first time I actually had dinner, and I really enjoyed it so much that I went back a couple of more times for lunch. Is the Grand Central downtown in La Plaza there in downtown Palm Springs.
It's literally right across from the Sonny Bono Fountain.
Right. It's really, they have some very unique things on the menu and a wide variety of stuff. And I actually ended up having a cauliflower steak there that was really good. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, since you were talking about biscuits, I checked out this new place, and it's on Date Palm Drive in Cathedral City. It's called the Southern Bell Cafe, and they just had their ribbon cutting, and they do most delicious black-eyed peas and cornbread, and then, of course, chicken and waffles. And just all kinds of great sandwiches.
Now, where are they located on Date Palm?
All right, so I'm going to give you the address. It is... Well, I was going to give you the address. It's 35,400 Date Palm Drive in Cathedral City. So a lot of people know Nicolino's.
The Italian restaurant.
Yeah, Nicolino's is on one side of the street, and it's literally right across the street from that.
Okay.
That's kind of a little hub of great restaurants in there.
Yeah.
The Casablanca is over there, some really, really great cuisine.
Yeah, there's a lot of great places across the valley. I think that... you know, that we've spent a lot of time talking about stuff here on the west end of the valley, but there's a lot of great places down on the east end as well. And you know, one of the things I like about this show is that we don't just focus on the really high-end restaurants. That, you know, that certainly is a part of the conversation, but for a lot of people who have to dine out and want to take their family out and every once in a while and all that, you know, it can get pretty pricey at a lot of those places. But even down on the east side of the valley, one of my favorite places to go that's basically a glorified diner is located down there in the Costco, where the Costco is in La Quinta. And you know what? It just dropped off the tip of my tongue. It's where Walter Clark's office used to be one as well in Rancho Mirage.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, for goodness sakes. It's a French place.
And
it's,
can't remember.
It's, I'll,
but when you say Costco, you know what I think
but
of?
It's right there at the entrance.
The
of
one
Costco.
In Rancho Mirage and Krispy Kreme Donuts now has, I love Krispy Kreme. I know they're not good for you, but
I can't eat them. Just, to me, I look at it and I see a circle of lard.
We're going to, one of the guests that we're going to have on the show today is Lisa Wary with La Dame's. We're going to try to get her on the phone, and I know she's in transit, but she's going to tell us all about some upcoming events. So in the meantime, I also wanted to do a shout out. You know, we just recently did the Taste of Jalisco event, and it was just so great working with all these great vendors, Carl's Concession, Liberty Catering, VIP Catering, Bab Foods, which is part of Moxie in Palm Springs. And then I have to tell you, it is pricey, but it is one of the best sandwiches you will ever have in your life is Cousins Maine Lobster. They, I don't know what they do, but it's like a pound of butter in every sandwich. But that lobster is so delicious that every time they're attended an event, they always have the longest line. So, we're going to see if we can get Lisa on the phone. One of the things that I wanted to talk about was also how to grow microgreens at home. The main difference between microgreens and sprouts is how early you decide to harvest them. And, you know, it's pretty easy. You know, you can go to Home Depot and Lowe's or your neighborhood hardware store, and you could buy the seeds to grow all of your microgreens. And literally all you need is just a little pot for your window, and you can grow any variety of different things. These crunchy microgreens, you know, are full of vitamins and fiber and powerhouse. They're a powerhouse for, you know, eating right. And I think we got Lisa on the line. Okay, fantastic.
Yes, I'm here. I hope you can hear me. I'm sorry that I was pulled over on the side of the road, but
oh no! Hopefully not by a police officer.
I pulled over to the freeway, but I kept missing you.
Okay, well, so let's do an update of what's.
Hear me. We'll try.
Let's give an update on what's going on with La Dame's. Of course, you're one of the committee members for La Dame d'Escoffier, which provides scholarships to up-and-coming young female chefs who really want to advance their career in the culinary world.
Yes, we have quite a few things going on. Tomorrow, we're actually just a vendor at the Desert Women's Show at the JW Marriott. If anybody wants to stop by the booth, if they're going.
Okay, so if you're listening to one of our encore performances, the date of the event is Sunday, February 23rd, and so yeah, the Desert Women's Show, that's a really great event, and I think everybody should attend. Are you guys one of the beneficiaries for the event?
The actual date is Saturday, February 22nd. I don't know if this is airing. I apologize on Saturday, but we are just and we have a lot of our information there. And then the upcoming event that we're a recipient for our scholarships is Saturday, February 29th, leap year, at the Rancho Mirage Community Park in conjunction with Rancho Mirage Wine and Food Festival, and that's going to be where we'll have a silent auction available to help out with our scholarships.
Yeah. Yeah, we just had David Frischetti on the phone, and very excited that La Dame is going to be a part of it. Lisa, why don't we get you in the studio one of these days, and let's get one of your scholarship winners in the studio with you and talk about what it means to them to get this money so they can advance their career.
Yeah, I mean, we usually try to do a four-year scholarship for somebody. We have one that's just finishing up UCLA in nutrition science. So it's not just limited to just chefs, but women that want to get into culinary industry, hospitality as well.
And the website for La Dame, where you can find out how to apply for a scholarship, how to be a part of the organization, because I know you're always looking for new board members, new volunteers to help with your mission. What's the website?
It's www.ldeips.org.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Lisa. Like I said, we'll have you in the studio, and we'll talk all about La Dame's and some of the things you got going on with your restaurants and the wineries that you represent.
I really appreciate you, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Drive safe.
By the way, the restaurant I was trying to come up with.
Yes.
That was
remember?
Stuck on the tip of my tongue. Yes. I finally peeled it off the peanut butter. Is Mimi's Cafe and Bistro.
That's it. Yeah. You know, I grew up in the San Francisco Peninsula, and we had a Mimi's in Foster City.
Yeah.
We used to go. My parents love
that
restaurant.
One. I have.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Yeah, right there at the, it's right by the Holiday Inn.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow, that takes us back a little bit, huh?
Yep. But Mimi's Bistro and Bakery, actually, is what it's called. And
do they do pies there?
I don't know if they do pies, but they do really amazing, like, muffins and, like, these carrot cake-type breads and things like that. It's really good. And they serve the bread, you know, fresh with each meal. But, again, Carb City, because one of the things that's really a signature thing there that's really great, but I I would like be good for 2 or 3 weeks and not have anything else so that I can enjoy this when I go there.
Exactly.
is their potatoes au gratin, which is really amazing.
I'll tell you, putting Asiago cheese in au gratin is what makes it really gooey. Oh, I love making them at home. You know, the reason I asked about the pie is because one of the big losses I felt for the Coachella Valley was, you know, Marie Callender. So,
yeah, absolutely. Love Marie Callender's.
So we'll be back in a minute with Mark Van Lannen from On the Mark. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
You need not be a foodie to listen to Delish Dish. Just keep an open mind and have a good appetite for finding the best there is to eat and drink from the funky to the fancy across desert cities. Here's your gastro guide, Jeff Hocker, on iHub Radio.
You know, in a culinary world where it's so male-dominated, it's so great that La Dame d'Escoffier is around. It's a national organization and has chapters also international as well. We'll have Lisa back in the studio very soon. Joining us on the phone is Mark Van Lannen, who is the owner
Jeff.
Proprietor of On the Mark. We are so excited about your new location.
Yeah, me too. Thanks so much. It's so nice to have a lot more room. We bought in a lot more wine, a lot more cheeses. We can get more than 6 people in the store now. It's awesome.
At one time. Well, and I know now that you had, you were able to add that little outdoor patio, which was great because, I was over there this afternoon and you guys were buzzing with people just getting a sandwich and checking it out.
It still is. You know, a lot of people also come in because we do little cheese and meat platters for one or two. And so people come in and they just want a little charcuterie for lunch. And so we do that and they pick out the cheeses that they want. And we put this great little cheese and meat and fruit and vegetable platter for them. Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, and I'll tell you, you're really filling a void downtown. There are so many people that work downtown now that just need a little lunch. You know, they don't have a whole lot of time, and you're like the perfect location.
Really quick. Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome. And honestly, this move, it just made it so nice because it just gives us the locals a place to come in really, really quick, get something to go. The walking traffic has been awesome.
For the first time, can you give us your address and your website?
Sure. So the address is 155 Museum Way. So we're between the museum and the Tommy Bahamas. We're right in there. You'll see our cow up front. The cow is kind of my mascot. Our website is onthemarkpalmsprings.com. If you go to that website, it'll tell you when we're having our wine tastings, when we're featuring certain cheeses, and any events that we're doing too.
Yeah, and you're also right in front of where the Hotel Kimpton, the Rowan, is. So, you're in that one square block that is just a buzz of activity. You know, you've got Il Corso behind you guys, House of Pokey next door, Tommy Bahamas on the corner there. So
they're all great neighbors, and we all get along so well. And
how does that work? Well, you're a nice guy. I mean, you know, you play well in the neighborhood.
Oh yeah, you know, we do a lunch trade with each other because you get tired of eating cheeses and meats, and so we'll go to Tommy Bahamas or the House of Pokey, and we do a little trade for lunch with the staff, and it's great.
Yeah, great way to really, like, partner with your neighbors. So you mentioned about wine tasting. That's a new concept for you guys in the store.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, they're doing really well. Right now, actually, we have a wine tasting, a free one going on right now until 3 o'clock. And we bring in different vendors, and they sample out their wines, and they can drink as much as they want. When we do post our wine tastings that we do about every 2 weeks, they sell out quickly. Actually, we're having a champagne and caviar tasting. It sold out in a day. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to ask, because that's one of my favorite things, champagne and caviar.
Well, I'll always let you and Jeff.
Okay. When is that coming up?
Oh, yeah. It's on the 13th of March. Yeah.
Okay. I'll put it on my calendar.
Definitely.
You know, I've come to you, you know, a couple times when I've needed some platters, and you guys were always great about customizing what we needed.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have pre-done platters in your refrigerator case that people can grab and go?
We don't, because I'd rather have them fresh.
Freshly
but we have
made,
everything available, and it literally takes 5 to 10 minutes tops. And we get a lot of, on the fly, last minute platters, anywhere from 2 people to 10. Can I get a platter? How many? 10? When? Now? Sure,
yeah.
No problem. And so
I'm sure you get that a lot.
We do, but that's okay. No problem. We just whip it. And then we ask, what you like and what you don't like. Some people don't like blue cheese or goat cheese, and so we make sure we leave that off. And some people want all the exotic cheeses, or the truffle cheeses and the triple creams, and so we kind of give them what they like.
So give the listener an idea. You have a pretty wide range of retail products that you sell as well. Give us an idea of some of the vendors that you use.
You know, number one, they're all really small vendors, because we don't like to use any big commercial names, because I don't want to carry what anybody's carrying in a store. For instance, we're using this incredible maple that comes from Vermont. It's called Run Amok. Sweetest couple that own it. You know, we have this blueberry juice that actually comes from Oregon, and it's just a really, really nice product. Our honeys are from Temecula, so I consider it local. We have this pecan mash that comes from Georgia, and it is just an incredible product. But also you get to meet these people, and they're the sweetest people that make the stuff. But we always try it, because we have to like it. If we don't like it, we're not going to sell it.
Right.
You know, but from cheeses or crackers to meats to jams, mustards, jellies, a lot of hot sauces, a lot of, really, like we have this brown butter sauce that is an instant to use, but it is such a great product you can put on anything. It's just really fun stuff like that.
And with your bigger space, you've also expanded your wine, the wineries that you're carrying. Give us an idea of some of the great wines.
Well, you know what? We have a lot of great California wines, because people are coming to California, to Palm Springs, and they want to drink California wine. I love California wines, but we do really, really big on Spanish, Italian, French. Plus, all of our wines are either organic or biodynamic. We just try to find the cleanest product in wines as we can. But we have to try them, because honestly, they have to be up to that standard. And all of our wines are. They're great.
Right. And you do a really good job of training your staff. Gabriel is a friend of mine. We've been friends for a long time. He's worked in some of the fine dining restaurants in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
So you're able to really explain to people what wines they should pair with of the trays and things that you guys sell.
Oh, yeah. Because all the staff are really, they all know the product. And so if you have any questions, they don't have to go to one person or the other, because we're all knowledgeable. And we're all very personable. We all like to chat.
You're very chatty.
I am.
Well, and the location is beautiful. Again, you're located right down the street from the Palm Springs Art Museum. You're you're one door away from Tommy Bahama's, which is right on the corner of downtown Palm Springs. And if you don't know, it's the next street over is Tockwitz Canyon in Palm Springs. So it's literally the heart of downtown.
Yeah, truly.
And one of the things I like about right around there is you've got that 20-minute parking, the little pull-out green zones that you can just pull in. You can go in, grab your sandwich, your tray, and you'll be good to go.
And then there's also parking on both sides, too. Yeah.
Exactly.
So everyone has to come check us out.
Definitely. The website is onthemarkpalmsprings.com. Check out the website, because they've got a lot of things on there. But also, we really would recommend, if you want to order a tray in advance, make sure that you order it so they have plenty of time to do it for you.
Yeah.
So thank you, Mark, for joining the show today. We look forward to seeing you very soon.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. Bye.
Thank you to all of our guests today on Delish Dish. The hour always goes by fast. Any final comments from you, Mr. McMullen?
Bon appetit.
Exactly. And make sure you check out the Southern Bell Cafe in Cathedral City on Date Palm. Brand new. They need our support. And so many great restaurants all over the Coachella Valley. Thank you for listening to Delish Dish. You're listening to iHub Radio.